Well, good morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Tim Sherritt, and I am here this week to lead us in the confession that we as a body of Christ, as a church, have been sharing as a confession for a long, long time. And so I encourage you to join together with the body of Christ, much of who is now in glory. We say this confession all over the globe and in glory and in the past. And so I ask you, Christian, what do you believe?
We believe in God, one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection and the life of the world to come. Amen.
At this time, we have a great blessing that's taking place, and that's the baptism of a little one. Now, this is kind of unique today. Meadow is not an infant. Often, I get to carry a little infant down the aisle and back, and I don't know if Meadow's going to let me walk her down the aisle or not, but we're going to see. Or somebody as an adult comes to know Jesus Christ for the first time, and they want to be baptized. It's rare that we have the privilege and the opportunity to baptize a little one. Well, it doesn't change the meaning of baptism. And even though I'm going to read the liturgy in a moment and it explains it, I want to challenge you to think deeply about what it is that we're doing. We believe as Christians that God is present in a special way, that His Holy Spirit in the gift of the sacrament of communion and in the gift in the sacrament of baptism, that God's Spirit is there in a special way. It's kind of like saying, well, the Bible is a book, but God works through that book in a real and powerful way. He has a promise in there that when that book is read, that when that book is studied, God is present and changes lives. It goes out and does not come back empty. Well, this is not just water in that sense. It is. But God is here in a special way. And what is taking place with Meadow this morning is not salvation. We don't believe, oh, get her wet and she'll be saved. It is a promise that Meadow's mom and dad, Shannon and Kim, are making to God, that they are going to raise her to come to know Jesus Christ. And we are making a covenant, a promise to God, that we are going to do in this church to come to know everything, to raise the little ones in this church to come to know Jesus Christ. And here's the good part, because moms and dads break their promises. And we break our promises. We believe that in this act, God is making a covenant promise with us, with Shannon and with Kim, that His Spirit at some point in Meadow's life will touch her heart and draw her to Him. And you know what? God never breaks a promise. Kim, Shannon. If you guys would just stand up here. Hear now from the scripture concerning the importance of this covenant bond we are about to make on behalf of little Meadow Heel and her parents and the visible church of Jesus Christ and our mighty Father in heaven, the God of all creation. From the book of Matthew, we read these words, "And they brought little children to him that he should hold them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw this, he was much displeased, and he said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them in his arms, and he put his hands on them, and he blessed them." And now from the book of Deuteronomy, "And these words which I command you this day shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit down in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." And now from the book of Proverbs, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Dearly beloved, the scriptures bear witness to the fact of old that godly parents dedicated their children to the Lord and his service. Hannah brought her child Samuel to be dedicated to him, to God, in the service of his house, the tabernacle of the Lord. And Mary, the mother of our Lord, brought the child Jesus according to the law of Moses to the temple to present him to the Lord. In the Old Testament, we see circumcision as the sign and seal of God's covenant promise with his people. In the New Testament, after the completed work of Jesus Christ on the cross, we acknowledge this sign and seal, this covenant between our mighty God and his people as baptism. Our Savior himself said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God." The Apostle Peter declared that the promise, that little Meadow, is for you and your children. Therefore, little Meadow has been brought here that she might be consecrated to the service of her Creator, and that she might be called to receive the blessing of the covenant grace of salvation through someday a relationship with Jesus Christ. I ask you to call upon God the Father with prayerful hearts, that through our Lord Jesus Christ and his great mercy, he will stir the heart of little Meadow and hold her close, that she may grow up into Christ, our living head in all things. We commit, we promise, to wait patiently until that day, that she comes to a place of personal faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God. We look forward with anticipation to when she, by believing and receiving into her own life, our faithful Savior and Lord, finds salvation in him. I ask you to call upon God the Father with prayerful hearts, that through Christ in his great mercy, that these parents, Shannon and Kimberly, receive the needed grace that they need, that they may properly raise and nurture this child who God has given to them as a great gift. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are the aid of all who need the helper of all who run to you for peace and comfort. You are the covenant-keeping God, and we thank you for that. You have made it our privilege to baptize your children to your service, that they may live for you and for your glory and receive everlasting life. We call upon you for this child, Little Meadow, that she may be delivered from the power of sin and Satan and enjoy everlasting pouring out of your heavenly cleansing. We pray for these parents, upon them, as that they may realize how great it is the responsibility resting upon them as they seek to train this little one to be all that you have called her to be. We call on you to grant them the help of the Holy Spirit, that both by personal belief in you and by the example by which they live out their lives, they may also lead this little one in the way of life, that both parent and child may come to everlasting kingdom together, which you have promised and prepared for them through Christ the Lord. Amen. Now I have some questions for Mom and Dad. Do you, in the presence of God and of these witnesses, solemnly dedicate this child to the Lord that she may live in his service all the days of her life? And what is your answer? That was quick and loud. I like it. Do you, as far as you can on behalf of this child, rebuke the devil, the evil one, and all his works? Will you seek to run from sin yourselves so that in the training of this child, you will be the best example you can be? Will you seek to follow for yourselves the example of Jesus, knowing that your lives, through its actions, words, and attitudes, are the most influential tools of guidance and training that Meadow will ever experience? And what is your answer? Do you believe in the Holy Scripture, the Bible, as revealed in both the Old and New Testaments? Will you commit to seek God to lift Meadow up in prayer, knowing that it is only by the Holy Spirit and by His call that any of us can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? Will you, with all commitment, teach Meadow the ways of God, to love justice, to seek mercy, and walk humbly before Him? I'm going to ask the congregation to stand now. You get the abbreviated version, but basically you're making the exact same covenant commitment as Shannon and Kimberly have just made. I ask you as a congregation, do you, on behalf of the visible Church of Jesus Christ, in the presence of God and of these parents, solemnly dedicate yourselves to assist in the training up of this child to the Lord, that she may live in His service all the days of her life? And what is your answer? Please be seated. And by what name do we baptize this little one? Meadow Grace. Meadow Grace, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you go for a little walk with me? You are awesome. I present to you the newest member of the body of Jesus Christ. Can you wave? Can you wave? Walk her down the aisle, but I did it first. Before I let you guys run away, we're going to pray together. Meadow, would you hold my hand? And would you hold Mommy's hand? And Vicky, would you hold hands to me? Father in heaven, we thank you for the gift of Meadow and the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, with anticipation, with excitement in our hearts, we look forward to the day when she proclaims Jesus Christ as her Lord and her Savior, and when she shares that light with the world around her. Amen.